95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Jacoby Shaddix has been getting around, man. He had that song with the Mongolian band last year, The Who, and now he's got this one with Apocalyptica. One of the best names ever.
That is good.
Great cover of White Room there.
How are you today, man?
Yep, still living.
Still living.
You know, basically.
All right, that's good. On the show today, a cop tells an NFL star that he's going to shoot his penis off if he keeps his gun there. Just giving him a little helpful advice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Look out. You'll shoot your penis off.
I feel like you should reposition that gun.
I don't know. I would take that advice.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
That's not something anyone wants.
That is not a laughing matter.
No, it is not.
We'll make it that.
There's a TV prank show that has gone terribly wrong.
Good. I mean,
do you hate?
No. If you're going to do a prank show, one hopes it goes wrong, man. If there's any time.
This one's bad from the actual idea.
All right. Okay.
Like from the beginning idea all the way through it. Pretty strong. I don't know if you saw the rules about prostitution in New York.
No.
They're no longer going to prosecute cases against prostitutes.
Oh, really? So,
yes.
Oh, interesting.
But
If
you pay the prostitute, you're in trouble.
Oh, they're turning it around on the Johns. You know, they've been saying that forever.
Does that make sense?
That way. Yeah, sort of. I mean, if you're the one soliciting or looking for and making it happen, basically, with your cash. The people have said that forever. We'll just turn it around on them and we'll see if it drops. I mean, that's an interesting
experiment.
That's
what they're doing in New York.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get a police officer to call.
Just turn it into Amsterdam.
Clarify that a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Let's just go Amsterdam route.
You shot yourself and survived.
No, I didn't.
We're
going to
take your calls.
Oh, I gotcha.
Actually, it would be a very short thing if we took calls from people who didn't survive.
Yep. Willing to try, though.
Nope. No calls? All right. What's next? And our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Oh, tell them how much it's worth today. I can't believe it.
This is the most it's ever gotten up to.
Yep.
$5,500.
What?
Between now and 4 o'clock.
Exit Dodge. Get out of Heath.
On 95.5 KLOS. Yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee. Yeah. Ah, look at that beautiful day outside. It's all cloudy and depressing, and I love it.
Sort of is, isn't
Woo-hoo!
It?
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, not a big fan.
It's good stuff.
There's a football player who has played 1 year for New Orleans. His name is Marshawn Lattimore.
Okay.
And he was pulled over with three other guys in the car near Cleveland.
Okay. That doesn't sound good. Where's this going already?
And the cops were asking them if there's... Well, first of all, the cops smelled weed immediately.
Right.
So they started with the sentence, is there anything else in the car besides weed?
Besides weed. Oh, man, that's a setup call, man. That's mean.
And we're going to play it for you here in a second. And then they asked him if he had a gun...
Right.
And listen to this.
You have a CCW license?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So just listen to everything he's going to tell you to do. You're going to be good to go. Cool?
All right. First off, where's your gun without touching it?
Right.
Your pants?
Yeah.
All right. Is it loaded? Is it going to go off?
Yeah, it's loaded.
Is it a revolver or a semi?
No, it's a Smith & Wesson. No.
All right. You're going to shoot your dick off.
I mean, I think that's pretty solid advice.
It is. He's being helpful for a change. That's actually straight up. Like,
I don't know if you can hear it on the tape, but then later he says, get a holster.
Yeah, seriously.
So that you can actually carry the gun safely.
Yes, don't shove it in your pants.
Yeah, people
all the time.
Have
done
that all the time.
Yeah, you're going to need that thing someday.
How do you not see that possible consequence?
Right.
If you're putting a gun.
Well, ain't no way mine's going to go off.
And by design, you're aiming it there.
Right at it. Maybe somewhere in their head, they're like, I should just blow this thing off. I need to get rid of it. It's been nothing but trouble for me.
I don't think that's the case.
I kind of doubt it, too. But, I mean, I don't know, man.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
But I found it very funny that the cop told him that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of nice, actually, in a way.
Hey, can I give you some advice?
I've been told much worse things.
That's pointed at your wiener, sir. You might want to point it anywhere else.
Not at me, necessarily.
But. All right. Is that the only one you got? Hey, is that the only one?
Yeah, that's
okay.
All right.
Come on out here, dude. Dude, how much weed are you smoking, bro? Holy crap. I'm just getting high all day.
What?
Be honest, man.
Hey, weird. Take it easy, man.
Yeah.
Why is the man coming down on him?
Was it legal there?
I don't know, but he didn't seem to care.
No, yeah, he didn't. Yeah,
about that.
So, yeah.
Dude, how much weed are you smoking?
I know.
That's funny.
It is.
And then he said he had a, what do you call it, license to carry
yes.
the gun?
Yep.
And that he bought it?
Yep.
And then they found out that it was stolen and they arrested him. And
Damn it.
So it didn't end quite as good as it started.
Well, anyways.
But don't shoot yourself in the wiener is the advice.
That's good advice.
I think it's pretty solid. What are your thoughts on new headphones?
Oh, please bring them. I leave little bits of my headphones everywhere I go.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo's headphones are literally falling to pieces.
Yeah, I have a history of bad headphones. When I was 16, I got my first pair from Radio Shack. I had them into my 20s, and I would use them on the air. They were horrible. Worthless.
Why? How come?
I don't know. I don't know. And I have, like, 12 pairs
of
headphones.
Also, what kind of a question is why, how come?
Why, how come? Why for?
That's weird.
Yeah.
But those are, like, literally hanging off of your head.
I got a new pair showing up today.
Oh, you do?
Finally.
Okay.
Yeah. Studio monitors. I love these things. I see you wearing the exact same kind. Yeah. Pretty much everybody
does.
Mine
aren't like, looks like radiation poisoning.
I think I've had these since the early 90s, actually, this particular pair. Actually, I had a pair.
What? You upgrade every 20 years?
Yeah, about that.
They don't last. They're not made to last.
I'll make them, man. I'm going to write it out.
Look, you do you, man. I don't know if you've been following J&J.
J&J. Oh, Johnson & Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine?
Yep.
I wouldn't say I've been following it, but I've been interested.
Well, you know the thing about blood clots, and they were worried about that.
I mean, wouldn't that six people have it or something like that? Six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, that's nonsense, but they have to be careful, of course.
Sure, of course. But weren't they even predisposed to having blood clots, those folk?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bloodshot, too.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know about that either.
Who knows?
There is a company that was going to start making Johnson & Johnson vaccines.
A knockoff company?
Johnson & Johnson were going to use them to make it. And then reports emerged that cross-contamination in the vaccine production there was happening.
What? What does that mean?
It means the FDA inspected the place and it wasn't safe.
Come on. Come on.
But they didn't start making it there. Thank God. What do you do if you're a person who has Johnson & Johnson? Because I know a lot of people do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Are you watching the news like, I mean, I don't think it would worry me.
No.
I don't love that they're pausing it.
No. But. Yeah, because people really kind of like it. I mean, it's a one-shot deal, particular one. You go in, you got it done. I mean, I'm going back for mine here in about a week. UCLA wasn't able to show up here and give us our shots. I'd been asking them if they'd be able to come down here, and they're like, oh, no, we can't do that, son.
There are people there.
Yeah. So, I got to go get mine. So if I had the J&J one, I mean, isn't there some way of making sure the clots aren't forming? Can't they, like,
I think so, but
test your blood or I don't know what the hell?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I feel like they're doing it again out of an abundance of safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they rush things a little bit? Of course. Did they need to?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if I had Johnson & Johnson, I'd be fine.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't be worried about it at all.
Except for if it was built in this plant. And then I'm not.
Yeah. When they get a little rat poison in there, what the hell were they mixing it with?
I don't know. It just said cross-contamination.
Oops. You got my peanut butter in your whatever.
It's sort of a D rating on a restaurant. Which is all I can't take. That's where I go.
Yeah, I am able to smoke that.
$5,500 in our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I think we should take a moment and thank everybody who so far has guessed wrong on this song, thus driving it up to $5,500 right now.
It does start at $500, and then every time somebody's wrong, it just rolls over. So now we're at $5,500.
Crazy.
We have a guy here who made the clip.
Right. Yes, that's right.
Huh? Literally edited the clip.
Yep.
Put it in the system.
Yep.
And then he came in and he goes, play that for me. And we played it for him, and he's like, I don't know.
It stumped him. He made it a couple weeks ago, and he doesn't even know what
it
is
now. That was a bit shocking.
That was awesome.
But it's up to $5,500. It's our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
So we're going to play it for you, and then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 13, you give us the name of the song and the name of the artist, you win $5,500.
So good luck. Here you go. What is that?
818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
And for an all-time high at $5,500, KLOS, who's this?
Lisa from Irvine.
Lisa, you're caller 13.
Thank you.
Power clap.
Did you enjoy your power clap?
I did, sir. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right, this is up to $5,500. So
okay.
Don't tell us yet, but do you think you know the answer?
I have a small guess. I'm not sure if it's the correct one.
Okay.
Well, we're pulling for you. We're rooting for you.
We'll play it for you again. And then if you're able to identify it, you'll win $5,500.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you ready to let it rip?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. Give it a good listen. What do you think that is?
My Hero by Foo Fighters.
The Fighter's Fool is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Sorry. Damn it.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks. You know, everybody's nice and cheerful about it.
Yes,
though.
They
I
are.
I like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Between 4 and 5.
Don't say it. I can't believe it.
What? $6,000.
Get out of here.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $6,000 this hour.
I can't even believe it.
Can't either.
Wow, $6,000. You got to win this thing.
Yep.
Got it.
There is a TV prank show. You like TV prank shows?
Indeed.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
What's the... Do you watch the show on TBS that's the four New Yorkers?
No, I haven't watched it in ages. Mm. But, yes, I always appreciate it.
So, would you appreciate this if you were in Iraq?
If I was in Iraq?
This is a show called Tanab Rizlan. It's a TV show that sparked outrage.
There's a lot of outrage over yonder.
Yes, but listen.
Yeah.
After featuring fake ISIS fighters...
Okay.
...kidnap celebrities... strap fake suicide vests to them.
Wow.
And tell them they will be executed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they always take prank shows too far, but I guess if you're going to be in Iran, then you're going to take it too far. Iraq. Wow.
It's crazy, right?
Wow. Wow. And what happened?
Well, I mean, there were several of them. It's getting, the outrage is going to put an end to it, most likely, because it's absurd.
Right.
There was an Iraqi international soccer player named Alan Maui, who had played 44 times for his country. He was blindfolded and was filmed begging for his life.
Oh, my God. Wow.
They do it with celebrities there.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow. And what, at the end, they pull off the mask and they're like, ha, 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 it's all a joke.
I would assume so.
Aren't we having fun? Yeah, so get in some pants. Need some clean pants.
All right, listen to this. In one show, Nesma is her name. She's an actress in her 50s.
Oh, no. Don't be messing with people in their 50s.
She enters the home of a family she believes has been forced to flee from the conflict before a fake explosion goes off, forcing everybody to run inside screaming.
So there's just... when that's not funny.
I mean, right, agreed.
Just, yeah.
While she panics with a group of actors in on the prank...
prank.
Gunshots are heard,
and one
of the surprise producers on the show picks up a gun in view of Nesma, the actress. Cars loaded with gun-wielding and ISIS flag-waving jihadists then appear.
Wow. In a place where it could happen. Now, maybe if it was in Maine,
yes,
you could be like, well, I don't know if I believe this. But
I'm not a big fan of everybody saying, this is going too far. Because I think if it's going too far to watch.
Right.
I think.
Right. But on the other hand.
On the other hand, there's this.
we might have found the line, finally.
So carloads of gun-wielding and ISIS flag-waving jihadists then arrive and surround the home as gunshots appear to ricochet off the walls.
What is funnier than that?
They eventually storm the home.
Oh, my God.
And tie up Nesma and blindfold her while she cries and screams for help and starts to pray.
Now, you know, the Japanese shows, that, I mean, you would just get hurt on those. Like,
yes.
Ouch.
But
man.
It was goofy nonsense.
Yes, you might think you might drown. Exactly.
Right.
But it was all on stage. Clearly not.
And
wow.
They knew what they were sort of getting themselves into.
Yes.
The terrorists attach a suicide vest to her. And she passes out.
She's going to kill somebody. They're going to die of a heart attack.
She stays unconscious for several minutes.
Wow.
And then the presenter empties a bottle of water on her face before dragging her outside to continue the prank.
Oh, my God.
She already passed out.
Right.
They're not done.
Wake up!
What does it take? Still blindfolded, she believes she is walking through gunfire while her suicide vest is about to explode.
And did they sweeten it with, like, laugh track? You know, are you watching and go, whoa!
Not according to this article, no.
Man.
It just sounds like a nightmare. This is a prank show in Iraq that we're talking about.
Do they go into commercials after that? Like a Coke commercial?
I don't know.
You know? We'll be right back with more horror.
So
stay
she's
tuned.
Blindfolded. She has a suicide vest on.
Wow.
And she's convinced it's about to explode.
Sure.
At the last second, her vest and blindfold is removed, and she faints again.
Of course.
She's scared out of her mind.
Of course.
Again, they splash water on her face.
Oh, my God.
as the cast and crew gather around and applaud her and reveal the prank.
Oh, well done. You were really
That was so
miserable.
Funny when you were begging for your life.
Wow. I guess if you've been lived through that the whole time.
That's your whole life?
You can't see that it's not funny. It's not.
I don't
to
know.
To put someone through it.
It seems to me like maybe you would know it's not
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, maybe the idea
if
would be
that's the actual possibility.
Wow. I don't feel bad about a single prank I've ever done in my life. Now.
We're good.
Yeah.
That's good news. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Loving this weather. Just so happy.
You are so happy, aren't you?
Yep. Looking at these clouds. Ah, I don't know why. Make that sun go away. Blot it out.
Why do you hate the sun, man? Why do you hate joy?
I don't know, but I always have.
Here's a headline. Manhattan to stop prosecuting prostitution, part of nationwide shift.
Hmm. So really? So
surprising.
Yeah, that is.
So they're saying that sometimes, they say over the last decade, we've learned from those with lived experiences and from our experiences on the ground, criminally prosecuting prostitutes do not make us safe, and too often they achieve the opposite.
Sure.
For further marginalizing vulnerable New Yorkers.
That makes sense.
So then they say they're going to no longer prosecute for prostitution or massage parlors.
That's
going to
make for much quieter evenings in the precinct.
Yes, it is.
They're not bringing in a couple of them.
However, they said that they will include people who patronize sex workers.
Ah, so they turn it around. You know, I've heard for years people said, just go after the people that are buying, you know, that are renting, I guess,
right.
In this case.
Listen, I know, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like, didn't they say that about weed for 30 years?
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? Oh,
yep.
Let's just bust the people with it. Yep. Oh, let's just bust it at the source.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is.
It doesn't work.
No. Yeah. Nope.
It just doesn't work. It's a fail.
Well, maybe it's a move towards that. Okay.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But they say they're not going to prosecute it.
Right, 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 right.
Which is odd considering they didn't change the law.
Right.
The law's still on the books.
Right.
They're just saying we're not going to enforce it.
Well, I mean, does it spell out specifically who is in trouble in that situation in the law? I mean, you know, maybe you're saying, I mean, the person is paying
for
the
interpretation
service.
Already, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
And what about the pimps themselves, the fellas who hook you up?
Oh, I think the pimps are always bad.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, are they? No way, man.
They're always terrible.
I'm dissing my side job, man. No, but I'm, you know, I wonder if they're going to go after them, or are they going to just, like, you know, find Joe on the street.
I don't have the answer to that. We have many questions. We don't have many answers. So we were hoping that we had a police officer or somebody in the law enforcement that could straighten this out for us.
Yes.
And if they're not going to prosecute, why don't they just change the law?
Yeah, well, that's probably a much longer process, much more difficult. It probably has to be voted on, I would think.
I guess so, but it also seems like the authorities shouldn't be able to make up their minds
that's true.
Whether they want to or not.
Yeah, well, again, yeah. Well, so this is a good question then.
That's
I mean,
a
you have
crazy
a, yeah,
thing.
Yeah, what's the deal?
So why do you arrest the guys?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you not arrest the girls?
John, you're going with us. Go home.
Why not just change the law? I guess you're right. Maybe that takes a lot longer.
Yeah, I would think. That's a bigger process.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if we have anybody who can help us out with that,
it
would be nice to know. It's a strange thing that's happening.
Yeah, curious.
And after all of this time, I mean, you know, you saw the war on cocaine. Same thing.
Right. Yeah.
Let's bust people with it. All right? Let's bust people at the source.
I don't think anyone's really working. You know, I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, I suppose we shouldn't have it illegal, but, you know, I don't know.
Doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah.
Really at all.
Nope.
So your thoughts, if you can help explain this to us, please. If you're in law enforcement, 818-955-KLOS.
Yes, hello. I was calling to tell you that the KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy, and also it looks like your car warranty may be out of date. Plus nine.
All right, we are talking about this law in New York. It's not a law.
No.
It's the DA that came out and said, we're not going to prosecute prostitution anymore.
You're a prostitute. We're not going to haul you in and prosecute you, but your Johns are going down.
Right, which, and by the way, don't really care, but doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
and
they tried that with weed. They tried that with coke. It doesn't work.
No,
it
exactly.
just doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were wondering why they don't just change the law rather than decide selectively to not do one thing or another?
What would be the benefit of that?
So let's go. We asked for somebody to call in with some information on that. So let's go to the phones. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
Am I caller 13?
We're not doing the contest right now. In a few minutes.
Yep.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, when do you guys, when should I call for that Kevin and Sluggo contest?
Very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah. I mean, it is worth $6,000.
Right.
And we're going to do it in just a few minutes. So I can see why people.
But not right now.
Not right this second.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Am I number 13?
We're not doing it right this second. We'll tell you when to call. KLOS, hello.
Hello. I'm calling for the contest.
Yeah, we're not quite doing that yet.
Wow.
Hold on. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I was calling regarding the comment you guys were making about the prostitution.
Yeah.
Yeah, so by taking that off the books legally and make it illegal, you take away probable cause. So now it takes away a tool that you have to approach these girls, which may or may not have other issues going on. You know what I mean? So now you kind of restrict it. You tie one heavy handed back. If prostitution is no longer illegal, then you toss out the probable cause to approach them as well.
But you're not going to bust them as well, so there's no probable cause, is there?
Well, at least not for that particular offense, but maybe if they've got themselves something going on.
Exactly. Something else going on, warrant.
But then there's no reason to walk up otherwise if that law isn't
but
there.
But isn't it odd that the authorities can just decide that they want to not
prosecute that particular
that seems
activity.
Odd.
Well, yeah, the authorities don't do that. It's the DA. You know, they're the ones that actually regard whether or not they're going to prosecute on something. So,
but isn't it odd that they could make that choice? Seems like if it's a law, it's a law.
Selective enforcement. You're right. Enforcement. You know, it kind of depends on what they want to do. So,
right.
But yeah, you're right. It does kind of seem like it contradicts itself. So,
right.
It's like a dog chasing its own tail.
Yep. Right. Right on. Thanks for calling,
That's
man.
That's what we
Thank
thought,
you.
Too.
Yeah.
Right, good luck. Thank you.
What do I sound like such a narc?
I think we know the answer to that question. This is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
Tis 1 second of nonstop rock.
Yeah.
Now, every time somebody misses it, it rolls over for another $500. We're up to $6,000.
$6,000 for this 1 second of a song.
Yes.
Wow.
What you need to do is listen to the song, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and then give us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win
$6,000. $6,000.
All right, here you go. Take a close listen. If you know what that is, now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. CSI is a Quinn Martin production in color.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $6,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Louis.
What's up, Louis?
Nothing much.
You're color 13?
Awesome.
That's good.
Yep.
We're going to play the clip for you again, so don't tell us now, but do you have an idea what it is?
I have an idea, yes, sir.
All right. Nice. This has been stumping everybody, so don't feel horrible if you don't win $6,000 right this second. But take a listen to it and tell us the name of the song and who it's by, and we'll give you that $6,000.
All right, you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right, here you go, Louis. What is that?
Is it Hello, I Love You by The Doors?
It is. Not.
It's not, unfortunately.
Sorry, Louie.
Thank you for calling.
All right, man.
Louie was not into it.
He didn't care. He was happy to not win.
How
I
do
think.
You not care?
He's laughing. He's like, I could have had $6,000. I know what it is.
Between five and six.
Yeah.
$6,500.
What is it, you ask? Why? It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
What is it?
Why? It's the KLOS.
Dave Grohl and his mom are going to be doing their new TV show on Paramount Plus.
It's called From Cradle to Stage, right? May 6th is when that's out, I believe.
Yeah, that's very soon.
Yeah. That's
so he and his mom are going to interview other artists and their moms.
Nice. That's awesome. That would be really weird. I want to see Marilyn Manson's mom sit down with
him. That would be great.
You know? I mean, he's got to be able to get it. Who's not going to go play with Dave Grohl and his mom on
TV? I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know.
I love it. Speaking of TV.
Yes. Ellen was on Jimmy Kimmel. And they started talking about 420.
Right.
Because Jimmy wanted to know if it was something that she celebrated.
Right.
And this is what she had to say.
Do you celebrate 420?
No, I don't. For you, it's like Christmas or Hanukkah, right? It's like
This must be your day.
Why would you say that? That's a weird thing to say.
Are you high right now?
No.
No?
Ooh, Heineken would be a good holiday,
Heineken,
too.
Yeah.
No,
No, I don't. I never did, like, marijuana or whatever. What's it called? The pot? Marijuana?
They call it that. Those are two of the names.
Yeah.
It has more names than, like, Shaquille O'Neal. It's got a lot of names.
I don't partake in the wacky tobacco or the I'm not a doobie brother. I am not.
What about?
You're all right, Sluggo. You're all right.
I'm not. I can't handle this. That's insane. What is she saying?
You know, we've talked about this a lot of times off the air.
Yeah.
What is it about? Well, my friends, I don't like wine. I have friends who love wine.
Right.
And I sort of wish I did.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm missing out, but I really don't.
Yeah. And most people are like, well, you should, here's the wine you should try.
That's the thing.
Why don't you give this one a go?
But I think it comes from a good place.
Oh, like, of course.
They enjoy it.
Sure.
Yeah. So they want you to enjoy it.
And I know it's unusual. I don't try. I'm not a pusher that way. I'm a pusher a lot of other ways.
You're a lot of pushers.
Yeah. If you're like in a party, we're going to party. I'm going to push you and push you and push you. But if you're not into it, I don't care. I don't ever try.
I think you're different that way.
Yeah, I know.
Because if you're talking about a movie or a song or something that you really love,
mm-hmm.
you really want your friends to love it too.
I guess.
I think that's where it comes from.
I like such weird music and stuff, movies and whatever, that I think I got used to early on. People are not going to share my views on these things, so
that's
I don't really
a
care.
Sad.
Yeah,
I gotta
but
be honest.
It's pretty true.
But it's okay for you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So Ellen's talking here about she doesn't celebrate 420, she doesn't like weed.
That's crazy.
And then she goes on to talk about all of her friends that like us.
Gummies. Have you eaten one of those?
You know, everyone, because I hate pot, I really hate the way it feels. So people have pushed gummies on me because they're like, oh, it's nothing like that. This is, and as a matter of fact, my assistant, Craig, gave me a gummy because he had a hard time sleeping. And he said, just try this gummy. And I said, I don't want it. He goes, no, it's nothing like that. And everyone always says that. And I thought I was going to die. I really thought I was going to die. Since then, people are like, oh, you haven't tried the right gummy. You need to try it. Everyone has a thing that if you try this, it's different than the other. And so, no, I don't like any of that.
How is Portia doing?
She's good. You know, you heard about her.
I did. I heard she had appendicitis.
Yeah. Here's what happened. She wasn't feeling well, and it was like 7:30 at night, and she said, I don't feel well, I want to go to bed, and I'm like, it's 7:30, it's too early, we usually go to bed at 8:30. So I had started, so Chelsea Handler told me about these, like, weed drinks, they're called CANN, C-A-N-N.
Do you know what that is?
Never heard of it.
Me
I know
either.
There's
C-A-N-N.
A lot of weed drinks, but yeah, I haven't.
This is how you know that she is telling the truth about not liking weed.
Yeah.
Is that, listen to her cocktail that she went to bed with.
Okay.
Oh.
And they have CBD or TH. I don't know what the good thing is, but it has something that's supposedly, this is another one. Like, oh, no, this is different. So I drank one and I didn't feel anything. And I drank three.
Oh.
And then I took two, like, melatonin sleep pills. And I'm laying in bed and I realize she's not in bed. And I said, are you okay? And she's like, and I said, baby, are you okay? And she's moaning. I get out of a bed and she's on the ground on all fours. And I said, you're not okay. She goes, I'm okay. I said, no, unless you're playing Twister by yourself, you're not okay. So, I rushed her to the emergency room and
drove her yourself?
I did. I mean, I kicked in, like, my adrenaline was like, because I just had to rush her there. So it's probably not safe. I shouldn't be saying any of this.
Well, at least you're headed to the emergency room.
I realize, yes. Yeah. So they ran all kinds of tests, weren't sure, you know, what it is until they admitted her because they were finding all kinds of things. And then the next morning they had to take her appendix out. That was emergency appendectomy, and she was begging for more pain pills because she was still in pain, and the nurse was like not giving them to her. So she starts offering up tickets to my show. She starts
to the nurse.
Like, yeah, like she's like bargaining, like upping it to 12 days. Like, what about the Christmas 12-day show? Like,
like your nurse didn't go for it, huh?
Yeah, well, she technically could not. She wanted to, but she. It was tempting, but she's much better now.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's scary.
You had that, right?
That happened to me once. Yeah. It was
bad.
Having your appendix out?
Yuck.
No, that's not.
But I knew immediately it was appendicitis. I went, I said, take this out. They're like, hold on a second there, buddy. You got to, we got to figure this out first. And they're like, okay, yeah, we need to take that out. And they did take it out.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. Yeah, and I don't ever.
Also, I don't want Jimmy Kimmel coming in and telling me what to take out as a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's Ellen on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, and I believe her that she. Everybody has that really bad first experience sometimes with weed or whatever.
And you
can
think you're going to die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's been there.
My absolute favorite was a cop one time who had tried his first brownie, and I think it was still illegal.
And called 911.
Yes,
I know that story.
And goes, I'm dying. I think I'm dying. This must be laced. And the other people knew who he was. The you know, call takers, and they're like laughing, and they're like, oh yeah,
that's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna die.
You're just a little high, man. Right?
Damn. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Tomorrow morning at 8 and 9 a.m., you can win your chance. You could get a shot at a Vegas trip, which I think would be quite fun right now.
Yes, to the Sahara, right? With Heidi and Frank tomorrow morning, 8 and 9.
Correct.
Sweet. Win it.
Two different trips.
Nice.
We talked a little bit earlier today about the football player from the Saints,
right?
Marshawn Lattimore, who was pulled over in a car in Cleveland. There were three other people in the car. The cop had a conversation with him about a gun. Do you have a gun? He had his hands up. And you'll hear him actually give him some pretty decent advice.
All right, first off, where's your gun at without touching it?
Right.
Your pants?
Yeah.
All right. Is it loaded? Is it going to go off?
Yeah, it's loaded.
Is it a revolver or a semi?
No, it's a Smith & Wesson.
All right. All right. You're going to shoot your dick off.
Yes.
That seems like pretty good advice.
Don't shove it down your pants.
Remember there was a basketball or football player that was going into a nightclub and he had his gun like a pair of sweats and it was in his
waistband, yeah.
At the front, and it was basically just pointing at his junk. And he shot himself.
Ugh, what is, come on.
Maybe don't position it that way.
Yeah, make sure that you...
Maybe up and out.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems like that would be a dangerous thing to do.
Yes.
Well, actually shooting yourself in any way.
True.
Would be dangerous.
Have you shot yourself?
I've not.
I'm surprised.
Me too. That's what you bring it up. I'm surprised as well. So we thought we'd take your calls if you shot yourself and lived.
Yeah. Clearly this cop didn't pull you over because probably changed his life.
He,
you know?
I mean, maybe he should have listened for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, why don't you get a holster?
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes absolute sense. But you shot yourself and you lived.
Mm.
It'll take a little more time than you shot yourself and you died. So we don't want to hear that one.
No, I do want to hear that one. If you're dead.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Give us a call.
And you could call 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
That really bugs you, doesn't it?
It does.
That's funny.
It drives me crazy every time I hear it. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. Our 1 second of nonstop rock is up to $6,500.
Unbelievable.
We're going to do that in a few minutes. Right now, we're talking about you shot yourself and survived. KLOS, hello.
Hey, shot myself in the leg one time and lived.
Nice.
Yikes.
Yep, still living.
You shot yourself in the leg. Upper leg or lower leg?
Lower leg.
What was the shock like? How long did it take your brain to catch up with the fact that what had happened had happened?
Well, the sound went off, and you just heard this big ringing sound.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was just more like, oh, God damn it, I can't believe that went off. And then all of a sudden, the blanket under my leg just started kind of pulling up with blood.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
So it took you a couple of seconds to realize, oh, I actually shot myself.
Real, it didn't click, but that bullet hit me.
Yeah, great.
I think that's pretty common, actually.
I do too.
I think it takes a few seconds for you. Yeah.
What was the gun?
Just a little 32 auto.
Okay, good.
And had you shoved it down your pants?
No, I was just taking it out of the case, unloading the magazine, and I set it down, took the phone call, picked it back up wrong, and just went boom.
Pow! Yikes.
That's not ideal.
Well, we're glad you're okay, sir. Don't blow any more parts of yourself off.
Very
fine. Thanks for calling.
Take care, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Wow. Satan is on the phone. Hello?
What did you say? Satan.
Hello, Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer hung up.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Talking about people who shot themselves.
Oh, Jesus.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I always do love giving away money, but when it gets to this kind of amount, man, I mean, that's just crazy.
Almost so rooting fun. Against you, almost.
Yeah, yeah, I know, because we kind of want to see it go to $7,000.
Because it's at $6,500.
It's $500 out the get-go, and every time someone misses it, it goes up another $500, and it's already to $6,500.
Yep, so we're going to play you 1 second of a song. You be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS. You tell us the song title, the artist, and you will win $6,500.
If you're ready, here it is. Good luck. Call now.
Say it.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $6,500, KLOS, who's this?
Whoa. What?
Do you need help? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. What's going on over there?
Who is this?
Yeah.
I'm Patricia.
Patricia, you're caller 13.
Woo! Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I just sneezed. I think I have COVID. All right, listen.
Again?
No, I'm just kidding. $6,500 if you can tell us the name of the song and the artist.
We're going to play it for you. Do you think you know what it is?
I think I do. I've been listening.
All right,
cool. Well, for $6,500, give us the name and artiste. Name of this song and artiste. Here you go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Is it Crazy Little Thing Called Out by Queen?
Yeah! Nicely done. Are you kidding me? Right this second.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Nice.
Wow. $6,500.
I have been studying it all week long.
Wow. Really?
What was it that made you think it was the Queen song?
I don't know, but you guys played Queen this hour and last hour, so I thought maybe you'd give Queen, a little hint.
We play Queen every hour.
5 seconds, actually. You know what? Let me play a big chunk of it so everybody playing along at home can hear what you just won $6,500 on. All right, here, take a listen. This is the whole thing. I mean, it's right there.
Yep.
It's just that little piece right there.
Yep.
Crazy.
You won $6,500. That's pretty good.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm glad. I'm glad that somebody cared. The guy that called last hour, Louie, didn't care at all.
Yeah, we were afraid if Louie won, he'd be like, so what? Big deal.
You won $6,500, Patricia. Congrats.
Woohoo! Thank you. Oh, my God.
Pirate Radio. Scott Shannon in the afternoon.
Congratulations again to Patricia.
Yeah,
you just won $6,500.
Well done, Patricia and Corona. That
she
was awesome.
She nailed it.
Yeah, she finally caught that song that everybody's trying to figure out, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, Queen. That's what our 1 second of nonstop rock.
I think most of our answers were the Cars.
Yeah, a lot of people said
there
the Cars.
A lot of good guesses that sounded like it, certainly. You could see why they were thinking.
It had that weird little drum beat thing in it. Yeah, and it was totally
also
bizarre.
Having said that, neither of us would win that contest.
Not a chance. Never. I could never figure those out. You know what I was thinking? Let's play that one little thing again. Here,
okay.
Well, just while you, if I can find it here, sometime this year. But anyways, what are we gonna say?
I was gonna say I have a question.
Okay,
and that is, I get a lot of emails from charities,
right?
And there's a specific one that I was donating to, like $20 a month.
Uh huh.
And they started getting aggressive.
Hey, where's the rest of our money?
Yeah,
no more money.
No. I mean,
more.
it was a full year.
Right,
yes.
You did it all,
and then it was done.
Right.
And then, you know, I wasn't employed last year so much.
Right.
So then I decided not to do it. And they started really, like, getting obnoxious.
Really? Really? Wow.
Still looking forward to your message to us where you tell us that. And then the last one that came in was really disappointed in you.
Wow. They said really disappointed in you. Yes. Well, you know, I've had that said so many times to me in my life. I feel like, oh, great.
That's just kind of the soundtrack of our lives.
You know, those ones that would send out a nickel. Like I used to give money to certain places and they would mail you a nickel. And I would immediately.
I don't remember the nickel thing.
Oh, man, that used to drive me crazy. And I'm like, how many nickels did you send out?
Yeah.
You know, I always stopped doing those.
They were very disappointed in
you.
Oh,
that's sad.
And as somebody who helps run a charity, we do for abused women and children, Friends and Helpers. I would never I mean, we do go on the air and ask for help sometimes.
Sure.
I would never follow up and start harassing. This is crazy.
You're saying you've never sent out an email that says, we're very disappointed
in you. How do you have the guts to do that?
Right?
And it's for a children's charity.
Right. Wow.
It's like, what?
Wow.
What do you mean you're so disappointed in me?
Wow.
And then the other one that I'm getting harassed by is a political campaign.
Oh, yeah. They won't let go. They probably sell the
information. I donated one time.
Right. Well, there's your mistake.
And they send me 25 fundraising emails a day. It's so frustrating.
Do they have the little opt-out or unsubscribe thing?
Oh, yeah,
they have
the unsubscribe
thing. I don't bother with that because it doesn't seem to do a damn bit of good.
That was my question.
Mm.
I have used that. I've unsubscribed from all of those.
I think that tells them, hey, sell this information to more people.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that seems like it.
Because it's not unsubscribing me.
Hell no.
I keep getting those emails, and I haven't really checked if it's from, like, a slightly different email address or anything, but I don't think the unsubscribe thing unsubscribes.
Doesn't seem to. Yeah.
So I mean, that's a lie.
You kind of have to follow through sometimes and go through a couple screens they want
you
to do.
I've done that.
Yeah. And it still doesn't work.
And still it doesn't work. And I wonder if I'm just being an idiot by clicking unsubscribe.
Hey, my email does work.
Right.
Continue sending stuff.
Is that what I'm telling them?
That makes a lot of sense.
Sell this email address and send me everything.
This idiot actually answers. What a fool. He might cough up some more money.
We're disappointed in him.
Just like his parents.
How many covers of that song are there?
Oh, man, right?
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Seems like?
So many. We play three
some of
different
them not
versions.
Great.
Yeah.
That one's a good one.
That is a good one.
This is a strange story out of Arlington, and maybe I don't understand fish. I'm not a fish guy.
Hmm.
143 goldfish rescued from doomed pond in D.C. backyard, now up for adoption.
Why was it doomed? What happened to it?
In Arlington, Virginia, more than 140 fish are now, it says, saved from a backyard pond in D.C. A property developer realized that there were more than 100 goldfish in a man-made pond that was going to be removed.
Oh, okay.
From the home.
Well, it's nice of them to not cement the goldfish over, I suppose. Yeah, whatever, there's a bunch of goldfish in there, cement it over.
But goldfish, to me, have always been what you get at a fair.
Oh, yeah, in a bag and take it home.
Yeah, in a bag and it dies within 6 hours.
They can live a long time.
Goldfish?
Yeah, yeah, you get a,
they're
really
hard. What do I know about goldfish?
I've never had one, but I have a friend who keeps lots of exotic fish or whatever. He started off with goldfish
a long time ago. But goldfish?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's crazy how much. I ask him his big fish. He has a giant
tank. My question is goldfish.
Yeah. What about him?
Yeah. That's my question.
Goldfish question mark.
I mean, are they the little ones that you win at the fair?
Yeah, I think they can be different sizes, right? I believe so. I
don't know. I'm asking. I don't know anything about goldfish. To me, it does seem like the thing that you have to flush down the toilet and not let your kids see.
Exactly, yes.
That's what a goldfish
burial
is to
at sea.
So what they did was they rescued these 100 goldfish and they turned them into the Humane Rescue Alliance.
Hey, we got a bunch of goldfish out here.
And now they're available for adoption.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Is it?
Weird, but nice.
I mean, who's going to adopt a goldfish? Unless I don't understand goldfish.
Well, why
You're
not?
You're saying they can be big? Because they're goldfish.
I believe so, yeah. I think there's different kinds. Actually, I'm not sure, honestly.
A little bit of this audio, but let me tell you what it is. There's a man and a woman, and they have like a butterfly net. And they're sort of sweeping through the little man-made pond to try and find the goldfish.
Not sure that's how you catch fish.
I mean, the goldfish. They're in a pond. Where are they going?
Yeah, but doesn't all the water pour out of the thing? I mean, then they're
sure, there's that. Sure. But listen to the energy and the excitement in these two people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming, man.
Some in there.
How many?
I don't know.
At least three.
All right, that's it.
Oh, I got at least three.
Got some in there. How many? Three?
God, it's going to take them the rest of their lives to save 140.
I don't know. I just think maybe I don't understand goldfish. I would never turn them into a Humane Rescue Alliance. and put them up for adoption.
Adoption seems a silly word for goldfish.
Right?
Yeah, that definitely seems a little silly. Toilet. But it's nice. I mean, toilet.
Toilet.
Toilet. That's where they're going.
That's how you take care of goldfish. 95.5 KLOS, the California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. I would like you to check out my podcast, please. It's Great News with Kevin and Mike.
You can find it on YouTube. Is that
correct?
Right? Nice. I'm going to go home and love this weather. I don't think we're going to have very much. April showers are supposed to bring May flowers or whatever. Some crap like that,
I do believe that's the same.
Well, then bring the showers on. I'm going to go home and love this weather. I'll see you tomorrow. Cheers. I was on this day in rock in 1964 when the president of the National Federation of Hairdressers offered a free haircut to the next number one group on the UK pop charts. He went on to say the Rolling Stones are the worst. One of them looks as though he's got a feather duster on his head. Oh, Dad. I was on this day in rock in 1972 when Deep Purple's album Machine Head went to number one on the UK charts. That's the album that contains Smoke on the Water and Highway Star. King Tut, how'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey? It was on this day in rock in 1978 when Steve Martin performed King Tut on Saturday Night Live.